Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dorsey Wright video for Monday, November the 11th. I'm Jay Gragnani.
And I'm Eric McArdle.
And first and foremost, happy Veterans Day. Today's Veterans Day. Many other markets around are closed, such as the bond market and federal holiday. But happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans out there, the active duty military. We certainly appreciate everything that you do and the sacrifices that you do and have done for us. So we appreciate that and hope everybody takes some time to reflect on Veterans Day. While, like we mentioned, many markets are closed, the equity market is open today on Monday. And so we're here in normal capacity and here for the video. But did want to mention that. Also, this week, another thing going on this week, and we're looking forward to seeing many of you here in Richmond, Virginia, as our Point and Figure Institute, Fall of 2019 Point and Figure Institute, is taking place starting this Wednesday at the Jefferson Hotel. So we've got a packed crowd coming for that. Looking forward to seeing everybody. I know many of you will be there, and looking forward to having you here in Richmond, Virginia. And hopefully, the snow will be gone by the time that everybody gets in town.
Yeah, knock on wood or whatever this is, because that could definitely throw a wrench into plans. But we're hoping for great weather, and as always, it should be a terrific event.
Yeah, well, 68 degrees today, I think, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
We're going to get some snow tomorrow, but such is life in the fall in Richmond.
That's right.
That's what we're prepared for. So,
that's right.
But with that said, we'll kind of get right to it and just look at the markets. And, you know, early November, mid-November here, we're approaching the middle of the month now, and as many of you recall, we moved into a seasonally strong six-month period in the market with the turn of the calendar to November, and we have seen the markets responding in a seasonally strong way. Markets, major large cap equity indexes all moving to new highs, S&P, NASDAQ 100, Dow all moving to new highs, and you've seen not only that, but you've seen notable participation from some areas that have historically not participated in rallies so far this year. And in a big way, it's really come from small caps have been a notable area of the market that has not participated to the extent that the large cap indexes have earlier in the year. But you're seeing a big change in that right now.
That's right. And you know, to that point, Jay, we've seen small caps and mid caps finally start to participate, actually really seeing that pick up in the last 30 days or so, where if you look at the small and mid indices, they've outperformed the S&P 500. Mm-hmm. So catching up a little bit on the year. If you look at the chart for, say, IJR, so the iShares Small Cap 600 ETF, completing a quintuple top break on November the 5th to mark a second consecutive buy signal and a new 52-week high. So finally able to move past resistance there. And if we switch gears a little bit and look at MDY for the mid-caps, we see a similar development on the same day, a quadruple top break, multiple consecutive buy, 52-week high. So improvement across the board, and that's really what we like to see, right? We like to see, you know, as we put it in the past, the soldiers are participating in the battle.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So the generals are out there, but the soldiers are right there behind them and participating in that. And you see that show up, you know, not only in the charts of the ETFs, but you also see that show up across some of the other indicators. So you look at things like the New York Stock Exchange bullish percent, and that has moved up to 54%, and that has exceeded a previous top, so that's moved back to bull confirmed status and has marched up to 54% here over the past couple of weeks. And that's pretty notable. I mean, you're seeing now a majority of stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, which that universe tends to be very, very tilted towards small cap in terms of headcount, in terms of how many stocks are in that calculation. But moving above that 50% level suggests that a majority of those names now are back on buy signals, having returned to buy signals here over the course of the past couple of weeks. So a lot of the bullish percent charts, you're seeing some positive improvement there on. You're seeing that in terms of the percent positive trend. So if you look at PTSML, which is a percent of small cap 600 stocks that are in positive trends. That chart has similarly seen some notable improvement and has actually just hit this month, hit that 50% level and continues to inch higher. And so those charts, those stocks, those individual names that are giving buy signals and seeing demand come back into them, we're also seeing those signals transition into longer term trend changes for some individual small cap names, and PTSML is something to look at that. And really, it's gotten back up to 50% now for the first time in about a year. It's been below that 50% mark for much of the past year, has now moved back up above there. So that seeing some improvement there on those more absolute participation type of indicators. Mm-hmm. But even that's transitioned over into Dolly. And you look at just the U.S. equity asset class here over the course of the past couple of weeks, continues to be ranked number one. Nothing changed there. But what you've seen is the signal count or the tally count for U.S. equities over the course of the past couple of weeks has continued to improve, and the gain that U.S. equities has over the rest of the field has continued to widen as U.S. equities has picked up 11 more signals since the beginning of the month. So U.S. equities certainly continuing to improve on a lot of different fronts, absolute basis, relative basis, and so that is a continued positive sign as we head into November and ultimately into December.
Yeah, that's right. And so great to see the participation across the board there within domestic equities. And there are a couple of areas that, you know, kind of come to mind when we look at not necessarily what's driving the broader domestic field higher, but certain pockets of strength within. And I know one we've looked at are the semiconductors, right? Which this has been an area that, as we've been in the midst of the trade war, trade rhetoric, has been a little bit volatile, right? It has been either kind of feast or famine, but recently completed a bullish triangle for looking at the chart for XSD, the semiconductor ETF, on October the 11th, and since then is up about 13%. So on our system, that gives it a fund score of 5.95, nearly perfect, trading near an all-time high with a positive score direction above 2. So a lot of strength in the semis right now. And if you're looking to add long exposure there, getting a little elevated, but not necessarily heavily overbought. So kind of a good risk-on approach within the domestic equity space that's a little bit more refined in technology.
Yeah, and technology is a broad group. It's still the number one ranked sector. You've seen some improvement from, you know, some value areas, seen some near-term performance. But, you know, by and large, when you look at the overall strength, you continue to see growth, you continue to see technology. You know, semi certainly, specifically within that space, is an area that continues to show their leadership characteristics within the market. You know, and shifting gears a little bit, we're looking at international stuff. And
yes,
the international markets. International continues to be ranked number 2 within Dolly, so relatively speaking, as seen as the second strongest asset class out there right now. And you've seen some notable developments in some big broad-based indexes here over the past, really probably the past month, as international markets have seemingly gained a little bit of solid footing in both like EEM, which is iShares Emerging Markets, and the EFA, EFA, develops emerging and the developed side of things. Those charts here over the past month or so have managed to move back into positive trends, and we're starting to see some potential breakouts in some of the other individual country funds out there as well. So some positive developments happening.
Yeah, and going back to Dolly, it's interesting, you know, as domestic equities continue to gain buy signals in recent weeks, you know, international has also gained buy signals. Mm-hmm. And that had not been the case throughout 2019, as international had fallen from about 250 to a low of near 200, right? So back up a little bit higher now, near 210, and you've seen some of those signals come from fixed income as rates have risen again. But you know, going back to the broader picture for international equities, you know, emerging markets developed, showing strength on the year, and we've had some model updates recently that have confirmed that. If you look at, say, the FSM T-Row model, we had New Asia move in. We also had PIE, our momentum product for emerging markets, move into our new FSM isolated core product. So, you know, definitely a more offensive posture in the international space. And you know, we're seeing that across the board. So if you do have investments abroad, things are picking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned the rate story. And that's certainly one thing that, seemingly flown under the radar, I think, a little bit in terms of just everything else, all of the other newsworthy events out there. But you've seen, you know, kind of the yield curve normalize a bit more, and you're no longer seeing an inversion that was talked about really over the course of the past couple of months. During October, you saw that the yield curve become more more normalized, no longer inverted when you're looking at like the 3-month and the 10-year. So certainly interesting and certainly worth paying attention to. Obviously, you've gotten the Fed rate cuts pushing the shorter end down, but there's been a rally there in the long end of the curve on the interest rate side of things as well. So, you know, certainly not a lack of things to pay attention to in the markets today, nor is there a lack of things that are moving around. And so, you know, whether it be through our daily equity report, through these videos, and making sure that you're taking advantage and utilizing a lot of the activity alerts, because there was a big round of evaluations on the FSM models here over the past couple of weeks. So if you're following any of those FSM models, be sure to go in, log in, and make sure that none of the models that you're following, T. Rowe Price, American Funds, there's a number of them out there. As a matter of fact, we just put some new ones out there that are targeted at the variable annuity platforms. You mentioned those real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's an area that we've been expanding on. We had the Jackson Perspective and Elite Access Common Inventory Model that we came out with earlier in the year. And the idea is, you know, we know there's a lot of money out there in that space, but there's never really been a great way to put something in place that's rules-based and easy to manage across that, you know, big chunk of business, yeah. Right? So we've expanded to add additional offerings with the Lincoln lineup. So the newest one will be the Lincoln Choice Plus Advisory, and that's going to be their most popular variable annuity chassis. Our model has about 50 sub-accounts in there, or sub-account proxies, meaning we'll take an ETF that matches an index within the inventory and use that to, you know, be able to have a proxy for that. But it's a really great solution, holds 5 holdings, evaluated on a seasonal quarterly basis, and really designed to be wealth building. So nothing too high octane. It's really gonna be focused on, you know, long-term balanced approach, ideally dominant in the equity space, but does give you the ability to go to cash.
So interesting.
Yeah, pretty cool. We're excited about it. And what's really neat is that was driven by feedback from our subscriber base. So, you know, we had a lot of positive feedback from the Jackson model. And it's an area that we don't want to ignore, and we think we can add a lot of value to. So,
So with that said, if there's platforms or thoughts that you would have for us, please don't hesitate to let us know, and we'll be happy to take a look at it.
So, absolutely.
With that said, I think as always, we appreciate you joining us this week. For those of you who are coming to Richmond later in the week, look forward to seeing you. And otherwise, we'll talk to you next week.